become part of a small church because it is there that you can have the most impact. And each and every one of you has a great impact on this community, and I give thanks for that. Will you join me in a word of prayer, please? Loving Spirit of generosity and grace, we give thanks for the blessings of this beautiful day, for those gathered here and those far away, for the roof over our heads and all the life and love that surrounds us, for the beauty and the bounty in our lives, for all the things you have done and are doing in us and through us. Help our giving to lead us to giving thanks, gratitude, and to thankful living. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be a beautiful offering toward your greater glory and serve to further magnify your presence here on earth. In your many holy names we pray. Amen. Our stewardship campaign is a time when we reflect on the past and a time when we dream and we vision and we plan for the future. And you've heard of some of my dreams for MCC Nova with regard to eventually becoming a community center, a GLBTIQ community center in Northern Virginia, which there isn't one and that we almost already are one de facto. The theme this year is building community, and while this Sunday concludes our formal stewardship campaign, in saying that, we are also encouraged to be aware that stewardship, that care for this community, is the responsibility of all of us, and it's an ongoing process, always present in everything that we do. On November 4, we reflected on mutuality, and Pat Moynihan shared with us her connection to MCC Nova and some of the work that she does with the Help the Homeless ministry. One of the things I remember that she shared is how compassion and caring and connection require courage and may look different to different people. And when I am feeling helpless, I find someone to help that helps me. On November 11, we reflected on unseen work, the way that God works within our lives. The one who moves unseen like the wind, sometimes silent as light. One who calls us and draws us together in community. And Sarah Huggins shared with us some of the unseen work that takes place in this building. The work that this church does that many, if not most of you, are completely unaware of. On November 18, we reflected on support and the blessings that we receive as a result, and that we don't have to go through life, growth, change alone. Jim shared his experiences in being part of various church communities, shared his journey and his eventual connection to MCC Nova, and how service to others serves us. Also, that our very presence here may be a ministry and a blessing to the life of another. This Sunday, we reflect on spiritual thanksgiving, being thankful for all the blessings in life. And this church, this community, is grateful for all the many blessings that each one of us bring to the table in this wonderful, amazing sort of potluck of community. The gifted ministers and caregivers and speakers that we have here, and I want to thank Kurt for sharing his story and his, the blessing of his presence with us. We give thanks for that for every one of us here today. This spiritual thanksgiving, this awareness of our blessings, is a blessing in and of itself, for it stirs within us a very precious sense of gratitude, a view with which we may face life, a perspective that awakens us and opens our eyes and our hearts and leads us to see things anew, the world, the people around us, and even ourselves. We change our perspective, and that changes everything. Writer Eric Heller cautions, "Be careful how you interpret the world. It is like that." And that is true. If you begin to feed your anger, your political anger, your social anger, your family anger and disappointment, your mistrust and your hate, you not only spread them, but you begin to seek those things out. You begin to look for them. Look for those things to justify your anger. And in doing so, you not only spread them, but you come to live in them, and they come to live in you. You wallow in them, and eventually you come to fit the entire world into that interpretation. Into that little 24-hour cable television news network. And if you are not careful, if you constantly pick rotten fruit, then you will grow sour and bitter, just as bad as the same rotten fruit that you constantly and continually pick at. By the same token, with thanksgiving, with gratitude, and with humility, with these things has our lens through which we view the world, as the fruit which we harvest and with which we nourish ourselves, then we come to strip away the sense of privilege that we carry within us, the sense that we somehow deserve something else, rather than experience a sense of thanksgiving over the blessings that we do have. This awareness opens a generosity within our hearts as we discover our own hidden talents. And a lot of that is something that can happen within a church community. This becomes the workshop of our dreams and our higher aspirations. Paul's letter to the early church community in Corinth, like many, well, pretty much all of his letters, was written both to encourage and to uplift, as well as to address certain problems and conflicts and drama that were occurring within a specific community. Also, yes, fundraising. Fundraising. Among the things that he said, 1 Corinthians 9:11, if we have sown spiritual things among you, is it too much to ask if we reap material things from you? Or, set aside some money as you're able. Save it for me so that when I come to visit, I won't have to collect an offering. Felt that way in revivals before, let me tell you. 1 Corinthians 16:2. So yes, drama and conflict and church fundraising are as old as church. Been around a long time. Now, in the verse that we heard read today, Paul is encouraging the community to be in a good place, in a space of kindness and grace, and to foster an atmosphere of thanksgiving, which will in turn spread all toward the greater glory of God. Maybe a little less preaching the gospel, the good news, and more living it. Living the good news day to day in our lives. In this, Paul was also echoing the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 19, Yahweh says, "And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small." They shall be big. I came across an interesting quote this week, and I want to share it with you. The greatest gift that one can give is thanksgiving. In giving gifts, we give what we can spare. But in giving thanks, we give ourselves. This is a time of harvest. It is a time for gratitude of how far that we've come in the past year as individuals and also as a community of faith. And the joy of blessings that flow from God, given back to God. Our time, our talent, our treasure. Giving of these things teaches me just how much that I have to give. How much that I have and how much that I have to offer. Pledge sheets can be submitted at any time. You know, Paul did it. You got to do it. And they can be changed at any time. That's important. We believe in change. And they are not to obligate you in any way, shape, or form. But they are there to help the community understand just what it can and can't afford. Just like your own household budget. Your pledges help the church community to live within its means. And that's important. And as we balance now on the precipice of the coming holidays and all of the joy, sorrows, and busyness this time of year brings to us, take a moment to reflect on our journey. And I want to thank Sandy again for her wonderful altar creations, which remind us, which remind us of harvest, of abundance, of seasonal celebrations, of the fact that the church needs two new computers. Very creative.
And that you want a steeple.
I would like a steeple, yes. Still working on that. And seasonal celebrations and the tools of building community here. Because building community is hard work. It's not easy. It takes tools. Can I get an amen? In this series, we have talked about the gift of relationship. The gift of relationship is like a hammer. The very thing that can build a community is also the thing which can destroy it and take it apart. What matters are the hands and the hearts that wield relationship. And yes, we can indeed inadvertently hurt ourselves. Just like hitting your thumb when you go to hammer a nail. We can hurt ourselves and others while we are trying to build something. We've talked about staples, ministries, activities that hold us together and bind us in community. We've talked about pliers for the tough nuts to help us loosen up the places where we're stuck too tightly. And we talked about screwdrivers for our loose screws. The things about us that aren't quite tight enough. And rulers for measuring our progress, sizing up and fitting things together. We have all the tools. We have each other. And we have thanksgiving for all that we have accomplished thus far. May we as a community move forward in celebration. Merry. Be happy and thanks. And building a community that is indeed open to all. May it be so.